Great, thanks.
We haven't really checked in since media day.
Yeah.
A few times.
Right.
Figured, you know, we're, what, you know, 2/3 away from the season now. What are your thoughts on being with this team? And
well, it hasn't really changed my thoughts about being on the team since media day. I'm still enjoying it. I'm still happy to be here. This couldn't be a better fit for me, and my teammates have been nothing but the best since I've first stepped foot in the door.
So you talked about your role being really to create for other people, to set your teammates up. You still see that exactly the same way?
I mean, it's still something like that, but at the same time, they create for me to take shots. So it's like equally rounded. We go out and we play hard for each other on every night. I mean, every night, every given night, and we're happy with most of the outcomes.
Is it a unique situation for you? You're on the floor with a lot of ball players, a lot of players that can create their own shot, like you said. Is that an adjustment?
Being on the floor with a lot of people that can handle the ball is great. It's not a bad adjustment to make. You know, who, if the ball is in somebody's hands, something good is going to happen. So you can't be too upset about that at all.
So looking out at the West, it looks like LA, your old team, is starting to make a little bit of a push. You keeping an eye on them at all?
I keep an eye on everybody in the WNBA because anything can happen on any given night. And with the games that we have left, teams that were winning could start losing. Teams that were losing can start winning, and LA is a prime example of that. I believe they've won a back-to-back, and they just beat Indy, which is a good game for them to kind of, Indy and Seattle, to kind of have their confidence boost on. So, of course, but our main focus is Phoenix Mercury.
So talk about the chemistry with the team, you know, some ups and downs through the season. How's everybody doing? What's the interaction like?
It's way more ups than downs. Nobody likes to lose, and I think that's just everybody's competitive nature. But as far as I know, everything is good. Everybody enjoys each other. Everybody compliments each other. We're all women if we're upset about something, but it never carries over. And that's the one thing that I can compliment this team. Once it's off the court, once we leave the court, it stays on the court. And we pick it up and go to work the next day.
So talk about the next game coming up. You've got San Antonio, or
Becky.
Sorry.
You know, San Antonio is a really, really, really tough team. You know, they have the inside-outside game. They've been playing with each other for a long time. They know each other pretty well. But like I said, we have to concentrate on us. And that's no disrespect to any team in the league, but our main focus is ourselves.
Do you feel like, you know, if you're playing your game, there's really nobody that can stop you? Is that the attitude?
Well, I think it'll be hard. It'll be really, really hard for anybody to stop all the weapons that we have. And I'm sure everybody else feel like that as well. But it's really, really hard to stop D from shooting, Cappy from driving, Penny from coming off of that, Tan from shooting, me from driving or shooting. You know, it's a lot of weapons on this team. And when we're gelling, it's a tough situation.
So talk about Keisha. I've really noticed her development. A lot of people have commented on that since she's come to the team. It seems like every game she's a little bit better. She's a little bit more on the floor.
Well, you know what?
But you've taken her under your wing a little bit.
Well, I mean, I think we complement each other really, really well, Keisha and I. The speed, which I think that she's faster than I am, and I'll give her that any time of the day. And she goes hard, she works hard, she listens. She just want to do what's best for the team. And anytime you have anybody like that, you're always willing to give them that extra advice, help them with anything that they need help on. So I'm glad that Keisha and I are on the same team, and look forward to everything that we do together, because it's not just me starting in that and whatever. We complement each other well.
Do you like being in that role, helping a younger player along? Is that something?
I mean, of course. You have to pay it forward, you know. People help me throughout my career, so why not give it back?
Do you have any coaching aspirations?
Maybe, but that's kind of hard to say right now.
Far down the road.
Yeah.
Thanks.